Michelle and Brian McMillan moved to the countryside and built a house in 2002 on property already on farm deferral. They had horses, but that doesn't qualify. So they set out to find an agricultural business that would be a good fit. Michelle is vegetarian, so she didn't want to get beef. She knew she would get attached and didn't want to sell them to someone who would eat them. Then they went to the state fair, where Michelle met Shetland sheep for the first time. They are a robust animal from the Shetland Islands, known predominantly for their beautiful wool.
I thought, we could raise those and I could sell babies and I could sell fleeces and I wouldn't have to eat them. Oh, I like that idea. And they're small, so we would still have enough pasture to share with the horses. My husband is not a sheep person, so it took a little convincing. But I finally got a couple of Shetland sheep bred, so I had two girls that were pregnant. So the next spring I had 5 sheep by the time they lambed. That was the start of it. When I first got into Shetland sheep, the breeders all would ask, so do you spin? You feel their wool, and you know, they're friendly little sheep, so you're scratching ends and you're looking at their wool and you're thinking, it really would be kind of cool to be able to spin this yourself. Then I thought, you don't do anything with yarn. I learned to knit and crochet when I was young, but I hadn't done it in 30 years. So it's like, okay, if you want to learn to spin, then you got to relearn what to do with yarn, because there's no point in spinning if you don't use yarn. So I printed a tutorial off the internet and retaught myself how to knit and fell down the fiber hole, as they say. So that's how I got into the Shetland sheep and how I got into spinning and how I got back into knitting. And I love it all. It's just a lot of fun. And the animals are, like I said, friendly. So you have a relationship with the animals that produce the fleeces that you sell. The fleeces and the babies that they produce, I sell, and that takes care of our farm deferral.